So the door of this car, meditating at 80, opens. Lurching like a rocket's first flames, it soon stiffens against the wind. Feet swing out. An absurdity so obvious it can't be helped. Certainly not this man. Nor the abrupt memories of any number of stupidities ever committed in a life. Those mute and insufferable tyrants that put you here in the first place. Simply to drive. Think things through. You can almost thank him when in no time at all the feet lower. The mashed potato and quickening flops and slashes across the worried highway. Enough torque there to catapult the body into a panorama of ancient trees and Van Gogh yellows. These otherwise serene hills of Steinbeck country, caught by a certain off, off and away worthy birdman. Its own risible devices. Once the corpse sobers the effect in a roadside ditch. A coiling of limbs and prey to the gawking faces lit up in the swiveling lights. And the car. Don't ever forget the car veering casually eastward. Some eerie jetsam cast into the limned green expanse of alfalfa. Ghost driving under the deep, faceless tombs of hulking field jockeys. There to bid travelers a fine welcome to Salinas, 101 South.